This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A day after the deaths of Saddam Hussein's two sons, a voice said to be that of the former Iraqi leader has been heard on Arab television. It urges Iraqis to continue the fight against the U.S. occupiers and insists the war is not over. Though the tape was broadcast today, it reportedly was made on Sunday, 2 days before the deaths of Uday and Qusay Hussein. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad, where news of the sons' deaths was greeted with celebration.
Minutes after the news made its way through the city, gunfire erupted in every corner of Baghdad. It's a sign of jubilation here, an expression of joy, said Karim Abdullah.
I am very happy. All the Iraqi people very happy.
A senior U.S. official here confirmed that the bodies of Uday and Qusay were identified by Saddam Hussein's former personal secretary. General Abid Hamid Mahmoud, quote, left no doubt, according to the official, that the bodies were those of the sons. General Mahmoud was captured by U.S. forces last month and, according to officials here, has been cooperating. On the streets of Baghdad today, in the alleyways and tea shops, people were talking about the news. Salih Qasim, a bookseller on Rashid Street, explained that Uday was perhaps the most despised man in Iraq.
The Iraqi people, the most of them dislike Uday more than President Saddam and the Qusay. Why? Because he killed a lot of persons and he raped a lot of girls.
Uday, Saddam's eldest son, was long regarded as the heir apparent. According to Iraqis, he was the most brutal member of the former regime. It's alleged that Uday controlled a lucrative cigarette smuggling operation in the country. He was known as a playboy with a volatile temper. In 1996, Uday was badly wounded during an assassination attempt. He was left paralyzed, and Uday's father, Saddam, turned to his second son, Qusay, as his likely successor. Two Iraqis, like bookseller Mohammed Fakhri, both Uday and Qusay were feared and hated.
Very good news. We are very happy because both of Saddam's sons are criminal. They kill too many of Iraqi people. They enjoy when they are killing Iraqi people.
According to officials here in Baghdad, military commanders in the northern city of Mosul received a walk-in tip yesterday. Soon after, about 200 soldiers from the Army's 101st Airborne Division raided a villa in the city, killing all four occupants inside. In Hong Kong, British Prime Minister Tony Blair learned of the news this morning.
This is a great day for the new Iraq. These two particular people were at the head of a regime that wasn't just a security threat because of its weapons program, but was responsible, as we can see from the mass graves, for the torture and killing of thousands and thousands of innocent Iraqis.
There was also concern among people in the streets today that Iraqis were denied a chance to put the sons on trial. Again, bookseller Salih Qasim.
They shouldn't kill. You kill the truth. You kill the fact. Every person, we would like to hear a lot of things. We have a lot of questions about the killing, about the criminal acts and the aggressive acts against the Iraqi people and the other.
U.S. officials are predicting that the deaths of the two sons will likely reduce attacks against American soldiers. Still, two U.S. soldiers were killed earlier today in separate attacks, one of them just on the outskirts of Mosul, where yesterday's operation took place. But that operation is already having an important psychological effect on Iraqis. This is great news for our people, said Wahid Sarraj. Those men took the happiness away from us for 35 years. Today, we can say it's come back. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.